Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
The Arizona Cardinals, one of only seven teams in the NFL to start the season 2-0. Off day today before getting ready for their road game in Jacksonville against the Jaguars on Sunday. Cliff Kingsbury announced yesterday that right tackle Calvin Beecham and rookie cornerback Marco Wilson both day-to-day. Beecham dealing with an injury to his ribs, while Wilson was limited to 15 snaps in Sunday's win over Minnesota before leaving with an injury. So I guess good news there that it's nothing more serious, and that's the way Cliff Kingsbury termed it yesterday in his presser.
Minor deal, Vinny.
Minor deal. A little bit more detail than minor deal, because there has to be a little bit more detail. But so far through 2 weeks, not only two wins, but pretty much, knock on wood, unscathed on the injury front.
Yeah, and this football team has got an amazing opportunity, just like they did last year at this time, that they have to, I mean, they need to be laser focused and go and win this game. No drama.
Well, it's hard to do when you travel to a city like Jacksonville with all of its nightlife and distractions.
Yeah. It really is.
And the culture there.
Nothing quite like the Florida Panhandle.
Thank goodness.
It was the Aaron Show last night at Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers threw four touchdown passes, three of them to Aaron Jones, who also had a running touchdown. And the Packers washed away some of their embarrassment from an opening day blowout loss to New Orleans. They beat the Lions 35-17 on Monday Night Football. Lions led 17-14 at the half, but Rodgers took over while the Green Bay defense pitched a shutout in the final 30 minutes.
Yeah, Aaron Jones, by the way, was wearing a necklace that contained his father's ashes and lost it during the game. Which begs the question...
His first game since his father passed away.
Yes. Which begs the question, why do NFL players wear jewelry in competition?
I'm not a jewelry guy at all, so...
Yeah.
Hey, you're a jewelry guy.
Well, I think that, I mean, you never know when you're going to run into Aqib Talib and he's going to rip that thing off your face.
In the booth?
Yeah, it could be.
Hey, did you see... Before the game, pregame interview, he just said
Did you see Aqib Talib's wardrobe?
I missed it.
Oh, it was...
How was his performance this time?
He was Aqib Talib.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's with Gus Johnson.
And they're doing this weekend's game?
They are doing this week's game, too, in Jackson. You'll get a better idea.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I really enjoyed Aqib Talib last year. I was in the minority on that.
I mean,
I didn't get to hear him Sunday.
Me and my kids were joking because he did say in the first part of the game probably 100 times that the Vikings offense runs through Dalvin Cook.
You can't get that stuff anywhere
which
else.
I didn't know going into there.
Right, I know.
The Atlanta Braves exploded for seven runs in the top of the fifth inning, turning a 3-2 deficit into a six-run lead on their way to an easy 11-4 series opening win over the D-backs at Chase Field. Freddie Freeman had two run scoring hits in the inning. And Adam Duvall clubbed a two-run homer off Taylor Widener. The loss for the D-backs puts them at 48-102, tied with the Baltimore Orioles for the worst record in baseball.
Oh,
series.
They're tied now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is getting good. Come on, D-backs!
And what's the franchise record for losses?
111.
Oh, yeah. That's going down.
Be close. Oh, I don't know. It's going to be close.
Let's go, D-backs.
It is 111, right?
It's 111, and there are 12 games
happen.
Left.
So they need to go 2-9 to match it.
To match it, 1-10 to break it.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Series continues tonight with Luke Weaver on the mound for Arizona against Atlanta's Jesse Chavez. First pitch, 6:40. Pregame coverage starts at 6 here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Major League Baseball, by the way, announced yesterday that all participants in the upcoming Arizona Fall League will be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19. It is baseball's first mandatory ruling affecting players on the matter. The league gets underway around the Valley on October 13th. Admission. I've never been to a fall league game. This is the year I check that box, I think.
Wow. I cannot believe. That stuns me, Vinny. That really stuns me.
Yeah. It's
as much as you like that kind of...
You know what's weird, though? I love baseball, but when football season rolls around, it's back burner city for me.
Yeah, I hear you.
And a lot of other people.
Makes sense. Isn't it true that Michael Jordan and some other great baseball player played the Fall League at the same year? Maybe, when did Jeter come into Major League Baseball? When did Jeets
90,
come down?
Yeah, that's about right.
That might have been it.
96?
5?
Okay, that might have been it. Derek Jeter and Michael Jordan, I think, played in the Fall League the same year. There are people who saw them both play in the Arizona Fall League.
I think Mike Trout played in the Fall League.
A lot of people played the Fall League.
Oh, the access? If you want to watch, if you want to dork out, what a dork!
What a bunch of dorks! No, it's like spring training, but even more so, like more access.
Yeah. Wasn't Josh Rawich there for that, for Michael Jordan? I'm pretty sure he witnessed that year.
It was Steve Gilbert.
Oh, Steve
Gilbert. We had Steve Gilbert on.
That's right.
The Arizona Coyotes made it official yesterday. They're fully going back to the Kachina uniform look they sported from their arrival in the Valley in 96 to 2003 by bringing back the white road Kachina jersey. Coyotes played with a split look last year. They will wear an alternate jersey eight times, but they've got the Kachina logo at center ice for the first time in team history.
And as Sarah's been mentioning during her updates, how about the renderings of that new hockey arena? Let's go with that.
Looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
But stadiums always look great on renderings.
Yeah.
Do you remember when ASU football unleashed those renderings? It was like the coolest thing we've ever
seen. The canopy is over. What happened to that? somebody joked about that on Twitter yesterday about, I'll just add this to all the collection of all the other stadium renderings I have for the Coyotes.
And it's the only thing not being built in Tempe right now.
Yep.
True.
Couple of quick notes. ASU, they lose Trevez Moore, the defensive end, for the remainder of the season with an injury. They'll host Colorado and their Pac-12 opener on Saturday. Veteran NBA guard J.J. Redick announced his retirement today. Redick played for 15 years for 6 different teams, and he's 15th on the league's all-time three-pointers made list. And Pac-12 men's and women's basketball teams will play home-and-home series with Southwestern Athletic Conference. Historically black colleges and universities, 4-year deal. ASU's going to Texas Southern in 2022 for their first game in the series.